boys talk on the gun range. One stop shop, sure thing. You gotta tune in, we hit every target. You don't wanna miss, that's poor aim. Stay updated with the latest. These real shots, no pump fakes. I mean, what good is a nice trending topic if you don't hear about it till a month late? I mean, where else can you get breaking news so fast? It's still under warranty.
Only at the gun range.
You'll think we had staff members, ground zero in the future to go and see. Get it to you straight, that's point blank. Let it all out, then reload.
Right back with it.
Promise we can tell you everything you wanna know about the game with the cheat code. That's beast mode. We can talk politics, we can talk fashion, maybe even talk about sex. Who's asking?
Wait, what?
Analyze next year's draft picks. Bad referee calls, did he really catch it? Tell a few jokes here and there, get a laugh,
get a laugh in.
Top current players in the has-been. Greatest debates of all time.
Debates of all
time. Mean, you can only imagine. But you can come join us, look into the scope and see now. Wanna keep up with your favorite team? We probably got a head coach on speed dial. If you think sports are a blessing and have a lot of questions, yeah, I'll tell you one thing.
Let me tell you.
You tired of looking for answers, here's your chance to come and get it all at the gun range. Get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range.
Come and get it all at the gun range.
You can get it all at the gun range.
Come and get it all at the gun range.
You can get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range. Come and get it all at the gun range.
Welcome to Sports Talk on the Gun Range, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Mr. Daniels, a.k.a. I can't think of nothing right now. Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on? What's good?
You good?
I'm straight. Let's go.
Okay, that was exciting. All right, Camille, say what's up to people.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Oh, I like that. Man, Camille, there's some guys been like asking about you lately. Just gonna say that. Hey, man, they like, who that girl, man? What's up, Brooks? Say what's up to people.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Man, Steve.
What up? I just brought a dinosaur. You did what?
I bought a dinosaur.
I thought he said dollar store at first.
I get it.
I don't even know. Nah, I'm confused.
Yeah, well,
I missed that. Like, no, let's
Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just no, I lost it. All right, everybody, say welcome to none other. Wow. And Jay Guns. Say what's up to everybody,
people,
bro.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the range, man.
All right. So might as well get started with the first topic, man. Off sports, obviously. Atlanta.
Flames.
Yes. Fine. Flames. I forgot what you said.
Man, was that mess up?
Yes, Flames. But yeah, man, so Atlanta comes on FX Thursday nights, premiered a doozy for us. And you know what? I just wanted to kind of do like a 2-episode recap real quick. Nothing too crazy, but like from the energy you guys got from the episode before last week, where it was just funny. Did y'all see it going anywhere near this far for this episode?
No, not at all.
Bro, we just had our own little Atlanta moment. That was weird. That's what let me know this need to be the first topic, bro. From the time the show aired, we knew this episode was going to be about Darius. And we knew it was going to be centered around Darius. We didn't know what was going on, but you knew some stuff was going to go on.
Right.
And starts out Darius being in his store, nothing major there. And then he's going to his home to pick up a piano. What were you thinking when he opens the door to go inside of the house?
Correction, when the door opened
yeah.
itself.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's when
because he went in there. He went on his own. He didn't get the...
So, is this like a spoiler?
Yes.
It's a major spoiler.
For you,
yes.
It is.
It will be.
Yeah. Everybody else watches Atlanta Thursdays.
On FX.
So anyway,
I just worked.
I'm sorry, I gotta bring it back. I reel it back in. So what are y'all thinking? What are y'all thinking when the door just opens up?
Darius tripping. I would have been like,
I don't know. Okay. I kind of knew. I might step in like, okay, what's really going on? Make sure ain't nobody behind the door, hiding behind the door or something.
Okay,
because
what I'm thinking, I'm like, I know he ain't about to go in there. You know, I was being real. I was like, the gate opened real weird. I was already a little creeped out there. Like, why? Like, And the guy, way he answered the thing, he's like, oh, hello? Like, he was probably washing his hands or something. But, yeah, so then as he walks in, he gets the, like, the weirdest sound. And he's like, is that Mr. Wonder? And you like, what the hell? And then to see the guy, bro, I was tripped out. That whole episode was like a big old mindfuck. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on. So what did you think about the episode overall as far as your Atlanta episodes? Guns, we're going to start with you.
Man, to be honest with you, man, this episode to me, man, it showed how creative Danny Glover is, pretty much. Donald Glover, excuse me. But, man, like I said, this episode, man, like I said, it felt like a mini movie. It felt like a thriller. You know, like I was telling y'all earlier, like the whole camera angles was like a suspenseful movie. Like it was just, it showed that he could switch it up. And none of us was prepared. I wasn't prepared for it. I'm pretty sure everybody that watches Atlanta was not prepared for that type of episode.
You had said some. I just remember you said, I think you was like, what did you say about Atlanta in the chat? You was like, bro, I'm about to stop watching Atlanta. Yeah.
Bro, you can't just like I said, man, I was not prepared for this episode. I was actually ready to laugh because it was based off the, it was a Ladarius episode. Yeah. So, you know, I already had the mindset, like, I was going to laugh, it was going to be funny.
Abstract.
I was going to make jokes about it, but no. It was like, I honestly, I didn't know if I was watching Get Out.
Right.
Like, that's what I thought I was watching. And it don't make it better that he was actually in
that's
the movie.
That's all I'm going to say. That's it's like a Get Out prequel.
Exactly.
I'm curious, man. Mike, what was your thoughts on the episode itself?
Man, the episode was wild. I definitely got to agree with Guns. It really shows another side of, you know, Donald Glover shows just how he moves in the industry. Because, you know, you're talking about somebody who's, you know, acting, rapping, singing, and then, you know, to come out here and...
directing, writing,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stand up.
Writing. He's doing, like, everything. But then, like, you're used to him as a comedian, whether it be, you know, dark humor or, you know, just, you know, good old-fashioned, you know, belly laughs. But to see him come in there and throw that creepiness into there... while still keeping it funny, though. Like, we laugh about everything that happened in the show now. But, like, watching the episode, it wasn't nothing to laugh about.
I'll take that back. There was a couple things to laugh about. It started out with a laugh.
That's a lot to laugh about in the episode. But
I'm talking about just the whole vibe.
Yeah, it was definitely centered to be layered for you. Yeah. I think that's one of the things that I walked away with. But, Brooks, go ahead. What did you think about the episode?
I'm not gonna lie, like, I had a feeling it was gonna be a little weird just because
Darius
in general, but like all of you said, I mean, we didn't think that was gonna take it that far with it.
Yeah.
But overall, man, it was a great episode, I think. Like, probably one of the best I've seen from Atlanta. Like, it was a great episode.
It easily
like I feel like some little kind of like subliminals, like
a lot.
Yeah, I'm probably saying that wrong completely right now. I'm a little out of there. Subliminal, excuse me. I said that all the way off. But yeah, but definitely, like, I think it was a mixture. Somebody I think mentioned like kind of like maybe Michael Jackson or so, like backstory definitely. To that maybe. Right. Like, it was interesting. Like, it was deep.
Yeah, man, it definitely had a lot of layers. Curious, man, because I know you said that's probably one of the best Atlanta episodes, if not the, and it's kind of hard to argue that. What would y'all put that as far as your television watching? Like, as far as one episode that just kind of really just threw you off and made you think about things. Does that go up there? I think it goes up there. Like, no, like, just as far as you didn't really...
It's great. Really,
it was just great. You know, even though you didn't understand it at times, it was still great.
I put it top three, I tell you that much.
I don't know what my top would be, but I just say tops.
I say Will Smith and his dad on Fresh Prince.
Oh, man, bro. So, that still choked me up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because it was just...
I'm going to go back. I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to get a lot of honeys, because he ain't never helped me out with nothing. Bro, that shit was... It's chills, bro. Man, that was flames.
Flames. Yes, flames.
I'm going to start saying this shit all day. But nah, man, like, yeah, that was captivating, though. You right, Stan. TV moments, that's captivating. Well, another captivating. When Martin went away, he left Gina and came back.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Yeah, that pro in the parks, man. That's hilarious. Okay. I mean, nah, it's some great moments, man. I think it was all around great. I think the symbolism there with everything. Every scene has some type of symbolism to it where he's talking about his dad beating him, success. That actually spoke more to me than just rich black people, but more so to black folk in general.
Yeah.
You ain't got to beat the mess out of the kids to get the best out of them. And that spoke with me because I'm old school. I still think it's okay to knock kids unconscious. But you know, at the same time, you see the realness of it. Like, no, you don't have to do that. They can actually stay awake when you're, you know, trying to make sure when you discipline them. No, man.
They keep asking 1 + 1. They keep saying 11. I think they're going to get knocked out.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Some way. I'm just saying.
Hey, but you should know.
You can't be 12 years old and still saying 11?
Maybe they think it's the new 11.
Nah.
One twice over is the new 11.
There comes a point where it's either gutter throat.
Wow, Steven.
Hold up, you know what I said?
Y'all beat my kids.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't see that happening.
Y'all thought it was me.
Steve, I just gotta respectfully ask you to just shut it, alright? Just real quick. Alright, gosh.
He really said it.
He said it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't act
I
like
feel
y'all.
You on that, Steve.
Don't
I
act feel like you. Y'all's dads and have that moment with y'all as a teenager. You know it's gonna be boys. That's the ones I always get to.
I mean,
but anyway.
But no, nah, I mean it speaks to you in different facets, man. The whole the episode, they never really clarified whether or not. Yeah, we gotta jump in.
Just ignore the whole question.
They never really clarified if Teddy Perkins. They never really clarified if Teddy Perkins and his brother were the same person, or if that was really Teddy Perkins' father, or they never gave you any clarity there, so you can kind of draw your own conclusions as far as what it is.
I can't no more.
You still can.
I mean, you can think about it. Maybe the dude that was, and I don't want to give it away, but
don't. It's okay.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe the dude in the basement could have been like somebody else that was going to get the piano.
Somebody,
that's what I
somebody you know what I'm saying. Maybe he had it taped up. He
that's
couldn't
why
talk
the whole like Get Out. That's why I was like, I didn't know if I was watching Get Out or Atlanta because somebody, of that. That's my theory behind it.
Somebody else said it was symbolism of Michael before the Pepsi accident and afterwards.
Right.
Because after the Pepsi accident, he was already at a really high pinnacle, and then it just got weirder from there. That's when he started getting nose surgeries and the bleaching. So, I mean, it makes you think with certain things from a star point of view, but just from an everyday life point of view, that was a deep episode.
Yeah.
I know Google servers probably almost blew up.
Oh, yeah.
It
had to,
because
all you had to do was type T, and Teddy Perkins was going to come on Google search.
Yeah.
What about
that's what I did.
Self ahead? Everybody.
Yeah, that was funny, too.
Bro.
Oh.
Sammy, so, like, I remember.
Damn, Sammy, what happened, bro? Damn.
Do y'all really look at that as self hate? Like, I think that's
absolutely
the biggest form of self hate.
Yes. Yes. At
definitely,
the highest
definitely.
Peak. Yes.
The highest peak?
Yes. For you to bleach your skin because you're not satisfied with
and
the color.
And wear contacts.
Come on now.
And he colors his hair.
Hey, you think they credit score go up or something?
Honestly?
I mean, Tony Jackson did have Never Never Land.
That's true. Facts right there.
Facts. And
hey, you know they still can't take that shit from his
mouth? I'm just saying. That's the white people shit.
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Look into
that
shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
They got a 5-year plan on that.
So, in saying that, man, is season 2 better than season 1? Atlanta?
Yeah.
Because
of the type of writer he is, I only expect him to get better.
Yep.
And he's been getting better and better every episode. Knocks off the last episode. Yeah, you like, that was the best one.
And then Thursday come around. And
you know, alligator man, that kind of.
But you know what trips me up? Hey, do you need y'all?
You see Cat running, bro?
Bro.
Gone, dog.
Hey, I clocked him in like a 4-4. Yes.
He was not going to jail.
And with the 19th pick in the 2018
draft. He's the 4-4, bro. He was out of there.
That was Cowboy Select.
You know,
University of Georgia.
You know who I'm starting to like in him too, though. Who I think he's alike as far as his writing style and how he gets his actors to speak his words. I think he reminds me more so of Quentin Tarantino. Because like, if you watch Django or any other Quentin Tarantino movie, the conversations they have, you kind of forget you watching the movie.
It's definitely organic.
Yeah, and it's super organic.
What was that one movie? Grand Tour or something like that.
Yeah.
Calibrated.
No, it was not a Quentin, but okay.
It was Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
no,
that's my bad. No. You talking about, I don't like Clint Eastwood, but we ain't going to get that. We're not going to. But no. So, like, that's what I'm starting to like. Because, like, when they're acting, you don't feel like you're watching a show. You kind of feel like you're there at that point. And the conversation is organic, like Mike just said.
I just don't want people to also forget, like, what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like it's outstanding, like, what he's doing as well. But, like, there was black people before him that also paved the way for him to do what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he is taking that opportunity and, like,
running with it.
Man, extremely.
I mean, the list goes on as far as guys that wrote and produced and direct things. Or just wrote and produced Eddie Murphy, Bill Cosby. Like, those are pretty much the stepping stones there because they're the ones that took it and really capitalized
on it. Spike Lee, bro.
Yeah.
Spike Lee, bro.
Yeah.
John Singleton. Like,
What's the new guy? Did Black Panther?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
That guy is only 31 years old. Already got 3 movies under his belt, all 3 critically acclaimed. And then has 2 of them major blockbusters. That's Creed and then Black Panther.
What's your boy's name? Just did Get Out.
Michael B. Darius?
No, Jordan
Peele. I thought he was going to say Lakeith. But Jordan Peele, he's doing his thing. And I heard he got a whole lot more, you know, he's looking better.
Right. I feel like the culture as far as movie making, filmmaking, you know what I'm saying, even TV shows, like, it's in good hands. Like, for years come.
We taking over.
Definitely.
Speaking of Black Panther, though, 1 billion? Over 1 billion?
They've been over that, though, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, a long time ago.
We working on 2, fam.
I'm just saying, we never addressed it on the show.
Are they still showing it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It just passed Titanic.
Are you serious?
No, it's number 1 all time.
Big. No, it's not number 1.
Number 3.
Star Wars came in.
Force Awakens, Star Wars, number 2.
Avatar, I think.
They passed Avatar.
Star Wars passed Avatar, but it's Star Wars, Avatar, and then Black Panther.
I thought it was both Star Wars movies, so maybe I'm tripping.
No. I don't think that second one did that good.
It didn't.
What?
The second of this new trilogy of Star Wars didn't do that good.
The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens was before that. We're talking about the one that just came out.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Exactly.
Okay.
That was another one. See?
Last Jedi.
Yeah. Last Jedi or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. The Last Jedi. So maybe I'm tripping.
That one didn't do too hot.
I don't know why I thought that was the name of it. Yeah. I mean, these are things. He's up there, though. Black Panther's up there in that same talk. And that's something they tried to say we weren't marketable. They say we wouldn't be able to sell in China because they are racist, all types of stuff. And yet, they still got themselves. They still got the ones.
Saudi Arabia actually lifted that movie ban just to play Black Panther.
I know. They're going to be the first movie played in Saudi Arabia. They haven't
been like the last 40-something years. It'll probably gross
$3,000, but it's still great. It's great. Man. It's only one theater.
AMC's
going to open up. They got a plan to open up like 50 other in the next 2 years. So that's pretty cool, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's always some cool dope moves. But we gotta talk about something, man. Before we go to the Cowboys, we gotta talk about Conor McGregor, man. I know y'all heard about this. This guy gets out of a car. He got his whole group with him. 20 to 30 plus. They go off. It's UFC fight weekend this past weekend. And they go off and he just starts throwing things through the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And hurting people.
Oh, yeah.
From the glass and from the items being thrown.
Yeah.
This really happened. There's no way to hype nothing. Like, what do you need? What are you trying to hype?
There's no hype. I mean, he's just upset that Dana White stripped him of his title. So he showed up at the press conference and.
And also the fighter Khabib was, I think that's how you pronounce it, I don't know, but he was actually talking a whole lot backstage. Actually, like, supposedly, like, charged up one of Conor's friends, and that's kind of what
that sparked it.
That's what sparked it, yeah.
But nothing I can think of that would warrant that.
They Irish, bro.
Bro, you get paid to fight. You don't fight for now on, you don't fight for less than a mil. Like, that's the type of, he's at a nice stature. I can't say he don't fight for less than 20 mil. We don't know, it's UFC. But still, like, you don't, you get M's when you fight.
Yeah.
Do that stuff on the stage, you know, in the octagon. But what was your thought process here? If you're Conor McGregor, like, what made this make sense? Drugs? Alcohol, what?
You know that's what everybody's going to say. Oh, he's on drugs. You know, everyone.
But see, and I don't even think that's the case. Like, I honestly think it was a stunt. I think it was for promotion. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's just kind of odd to me that this incident was caught at so many camera angles. Like, they was prepared for this to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, then on top of that, you know, you see Dana White at a WWE WrestleMania front row.
Right.
So, it's like, to me, I feel like it's promotion. I feel like it's a stunt.
I mean, granted, he did have two big-time stars wrestling and participating in WrestleMania. So, I mean, we could look at it as he was just there to support them.
Yeah, that's true as well.
That being Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar, right. As everybody knows. But I feel you on the, I feel you on the, could it just be a promo type situation?
But is there a such thing as going too far?
Oh yeah, when you hurt a fighter that's supposed to participate in the main event, that's when you going too far. That's what kind of got me on the other side of the fence as far as a promo, because now you're gonna be sued by multiple people.
Yeah.
So like, was it really worth it? Because now you really starting to unload that Floyd money now.
Mm-hmm. Because you're gonna be paying.
Oh yeah.
Like, what was his bond? 500?
I didn't even check the numbers on him, but I'm pretty sure it was up there because he's a flight risk.
It wasn't even high. I think it might have been 50,000. It might have been something like that.
But he's a flight risk though, so they probably gave him a nice little steep.
When was the last time he defended the belt he was stripped for?
It's been a few years.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Because
they want to unify the belts that he has, but he won't fight.
Yeah.
So
he is terrible that he's held. I think. I know two, possibly three different belts in the UFC at different weight classes. Nah. Hasn't defended a single one.
Ah, so he just hold on to
him.
He hasn't defended a single one. He'll hold on and then he'll say that he's gonna go up or down.
After they let him do that.
Yeah.
Like they weren't gonna let him do it.
I know for a fact, he had two at the same time.
He got two definitely at the same time right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't defend any one. So Dana White was gonna strip him his light heavyweight, I believe.
Yep.
And give it to the guy just wanted Frank's son. I cannot pronounce his name, I'm sorry.
That's understandable though. You're not gonna defend it. That's why
you
got it.
Gotcha. I mean, you need defenders at that point, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be a defender.
Oh, Lord.
Little nigga's next trap.
Okay. All right. I mean.
Gotta be a defender.
So everybody agreed that was just some dumb stuff for Conor McGregor.
Most definitely.
Pretty much, yeah.
He was just in the moment, I guess.
I hope he wasn't on drugs. I hope he was just drunk. I go with that.
I'll make
He's Irish. Some... Hey, we're drunk. I'm just saying we're drunk.
Alcohol make you do some weird stuff, man.
It does. Especially if you're a fighter. What you think it'll make you do?
Or Kanye.
You ever drink a lot of those Angry Orchids? It gets real weird.
Can he be removed from the stage? What the
Oh my God.
Yes.
He could, if he's convicted.
Yeah, he can be potentially banned from the U.S.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Which actually is not that big a deal because a lot of UFC fights
are overseas
anyway.
But I don't see this being the end for them.
And they're big in Dublin, so you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it being an end for him either. Dana loves his cash cows. He'll bring them back and have them, you know, do whatever.
Yeah, what's up with John Bones Jones?
Oh, no, Dana's pretty pissed with him right now, though.
He's acting pissy at Brock.
He made him too much money, so he'll eventually get
He's like, are you ever going to have a fight with him or do business with him ever again? He's like, not right now. Yeah, duh.
Nobody's touching him right now.
The Bones Jones thing, though, man, that hurts me, dog. I'm so disappointed in him, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he was cold.
Bro, still is, man.
It's hard to say. You know what I'm saying? When you start.
Because now he's going to have to. Yes. Shake off all that ring rust. Like, you've been gone for years. You made a little brief comeback, and then you look rusty in that fight. So now it's like, man, you probably done. You're pretty much done.
Yeah, but he got him, though.
He did. He won, of course. I'm just saying.
Yeah, John Bones Jones beast, man. So, time to talk about them boys.
Yes, indeed.
Them boys. And a question was brought up, and I'm going to present to you guys, and I just need y'all to keep it real, all right? So I need to know which player for the Cowboys has to have a breakout season for the Cowboys to be a successful Cowboys season. So this is something I've been really trying to figure out. So I'm going straight to let's see, Guns, man. Go ahead and drop some perspective. Who you got? Who needs to have a breakout season?
A lot of people. I told this to. They looked at me like I was crazy. But I really feel like Ezekiel Elliott needs to have a breakout season for the Cowboys to be successful. The reason why I say that is because if you look at last year, of course, he only played in so many games because he was out so long. He only managed 900 yards, which is still great. But looking at this, you got to understand the reason why I'm going with Ezekiel Elliott here is because if he has close to an MVP type season or he just has like an outstanding season, that means that Dak is going to be playing well. That means the offensive line is playing well, which means the whole offensive unit as a whole is playing well, which also means that it's keeping our defense off the field. So looking at it that way, Zeke is the heart. He's the soul. If we got Zeke going, it's a wrap.
Okay. So you believe Zeke's job makes everyone else's job easier?
Exactly.
Okay. Anybody got anything to add with that?
Took the words right out of my mouth, man. I was ready when the question was first posed. I was ready to go Zeke because I expected, like you did, to everybody to kind of raise their eyebrows. But, I mean, you hit it right on the head on that. Like, I feel like he's the main one that really has to not just show up but also show out, because the type of player that he is and the type of player that we expect him to be, drafting him fourth overall, you know, when there were some defensive needs, you know, that were taking, like, we decided he was the best player available, period, at that time. And not that he hasn't showed it. That's not what I'm saying. But now you have to really prove that. You know what I mean? You got to – this is his year to do that, because Dak is cheap. You know what I mean? Being where he was picked and everything like that. Zeke is going to be where the real money is. You got to know, do you have yourself a 10-year running back? You know what I mean? That's going to be as outstanding as he was rookie year. Yeah. Or is he going to fall off?
Right.
You know? So.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Steve, who you got, man?
I got Dez Bryant. Because Dez returned back to his 1,200 yards, say 13 touchdown catch season. That means he's going to take the pressure off of Zeke, get those 8 men out of the box, because you're not going to put 8 in the box if Dez is going off on you like that. So you're definitely not guarding with one person. So I think Dez having a breakout season again is going to have the Cowboys back to 12-4, 13-3.
That's not my breakout player. I'm really upset of how they've been attacking Dez, man.
That's why I expect him to break out in the Cowboys.
I don't think his performance is pivotal for the whole team to accelerate, because he's done his thing when the team is doing good, when the team is doing bad. He's not necessarily Dez getting the touchdown don't make the team say, hey, we're going to win this. Like, it just makes them say, that was a nice play. In my mind, in my mind. That's what I'm thinking there. Right. But that's interesting, because now I'm going to be thinking about that for the rest of the show. Might bring it right back. Like, check this out. Nope, take this back. But nah, Brooks, man, what you got, man?
Well, I've been thinking about this since we posed the question, man, and I'm gonna have to go with Byron Jones, man. I'm gonna have to put you on notice. Byron Jones, you. We need you to have a breakout year. Somebody in this secondary. As you see, I said secondary. It doesn't matter where he is. It's somewhere in the secondary. I don't care if he's at safety. I don't care if he's at corner. We need you to make plays. And when I say make plays, I need you to get your hands on the football. Take the ball away from somebody, please. Turnovers.
Okay.
We need somebody in this secondary, and I need this somebody to be you. We drafted you in the first round. Bro, we drafted you over Landon Collins, fam. I need you to show me something this year.
And if he doesn't do it, just a real quick note, I think the Cowboys are really high on Kavion Frazier, so.
Yeah.
I can accept that.
All right. Okay. Mike, did you go?
Yeah, well, I piggybacked off of the Zeke one, but I actually had somebody else out there that I think that really needs to, step it up. And we seen sparks of it, no pun intended, because I think Randy Gregory, assuming that he is, back. Assuming that he, is able to get reinstated, I think it's time for us to finally see what we got in him. We already know, how much space he takes up on the field and everything, but we got to know this basically 2 years of rust, can you shake that off and can you perform as part of this, hopefully dynamic duo between himself and D-Law?
And David Irvin.
I hope so.
I mean, honestly.
Man, that line, man.
That line came through last year at times where we needed them.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't do a bad job at all last year. They did
That's
a good
what I'm saying.
Job,
like huh? We didn't expect them to do too much
right.
of none.
But
they
if you add Gregory to that adds more youth, more speed.
Yep.
Man,
hopefully somebody who we didn't mention, Ben Taco, can come along his own.
Right, exactly.
And then be who they expect him to be. He's talking about drafting Byron first, in the first round. We did the same with Taco, so you expect to get what you draft.
Exactly.
Okay. Still not necessarily who I go. I like the whole Zeke thing, because Zeke doing better makes the whole offense better, easier, everybody's job easier. So, in saying that, the guy who I wanted to go with is Dak. And the reason why I wanted to pick Dak, because kind of in that same respect, if his mind is right, if he's playing up to the aptitude that we expect from him, so if he's playing with the smarts that we expect, a la a little Russell Wilson type, when the play is breaking down, you don't break down and you continuously go for it and act like you didn't just get hit real hard and act like this isn't fake, I think that makes Dez catch the ball, because all of a sudden they're on the same page. Because why? Because Dak is on this stuff, so he knows what to do with Dez. We got a new receiver out here who we're just waiting to see. Like, we just hope it's going to be worth this investment. But we got Allen Hurns here. Then we got Beasley or whoever else they're going to go with, because we're thinking somebody probably going to get cut. But, these are the things that we're looking at. And then, of course, handing the ball off, being able to take advantage of a Zeke doing his thing. The thing is, when y'all say who has to have a important season, I look at Zeke as already having the talent and potential. You expect it from him. I look at Dez having that talent and potential. You expect certain things from him. Y'all expect this from Gregory. He been gone 2 years. Why? Because he got the talent and everything.
Yeah.
This isn't the down deck, but he ain't coming that echelon. He wasn't a guy that got in trouble, so he falls in the draft. This guy is somewhere. But this guy, he's somebody that you don't expect a lot from him. People are already ready to replace him with the guy behind him. He's a guy that if he has to do better in order, that's who I expect to do better. Everybody else, I feel like they're super talented, and that's kind of what you expect from them.
And then once they break out, I need a coach. Gary to allow him to play.
AKA Steven Shout out Gray. Steve.
Shout out Steve.
We talking about coaching here.
Jason Garrett's
clone. 2 years ago. I'm just saying.
He talking to you right
but
now.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, also, too, Jason Garrett got to step it up, too.
That's
man.
True. That's,
I
that's,
he really got to step it up. There.
But I wanted what to does go he there. Do?
Time management.
He's a motivator. He's a motivator.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, what you're saying.
Hey,
but
before,
it's been too. Go ahead.
Before I finish, forget my point, though. On that Dak thing, bro, I'm on record telling somebody, I believe it was you, Ron, mm-hmm. I think Dak will be in the MVP race this year. Honestly,
people forget that he was in it last year, yeah. At a certain point in time. Yes. So
I honestly think that at the end of the year, Dak will be between him or whoever else is in line, but he will be there.
Actually, honestly, not last year. The
year before his rookie year. Yeah.
Okay. Y'all know I love the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right? I really do. This upcoming NFL season is one of the scariest that I've ever seen. The talent for the teams, for the top end teams, they're stacked. So we're gonna go ahead and flip this around since we went around with the Cowboys players. Which NFL team do you expect to be top dog come the end of the season? And this is going, and I know it's gonna hurt. Cause somebody gonna say the Eagles. like which NFL team, what are the NFL teams that you're looking at right now on paper or whatever you want to say, or from past accomplishments, are you expecting to come in guns blazing, nothing, didn't miss a beat, any of that? Brooks, what you got?
The Rams.
Okay.
Obviously.
Let's do it this way. I mean, let's pick somebody other than, because I was gonna say the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, he was, but you know what? Brooks, go ahead and throw in the reasons for the Rams. That way, the listeners, they'll know where we're coming from.
Of course, the offseason acquisitions, like the pickups, the cornerbacks, the receivers, like everything that they're doing is showing that they're trying to win a championship right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about them. Usually when the team looks that stacked, like Tampa Bay, like when the team looks that stacked,
it don't work out.
For whatever reason,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tampa Bay didn't get as far as they did last year, and still bring in the firepower that they brung in. I mean, you teamed up Donald with Sue.
They don't.
And his contract is incentive based. I saw it the other day. So that means that's motivation to play.
They got the offense from 2 years ago and still make the playoffs. Like, that's the type of. It's firepower. So, okay. The Rams is definitely a given, so that's cool.
Because you had a quarterback that didn't have to do nothing but hand it to Gurley. Now you got a quarterback who can throw it. So, it's finna get crazy with them.
Gotcha. Who you got, Guns?
Well, I mean, I had the Rams too, but of course, we're gonna look past the Rams right now. Bruce brought up a good point to me earlier, and it got me thinking. If the Giants draft Barkley with that defense that they got, and it looks like Odell Beckham is gonna be staying in New York. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback situation, but they have the opportunity to upgrade it as well in the draft.
That's why I'm scared.
I'm looking at the Giants other than the Rams. So.
Really? The Giants?
If they get Barkley, that's scary, man. I'm serious.
They're not getting Barkley. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, because they're most likely going QB first. But, Barkley is one of those talents that you don't pass on. So
I picked the Eagles before I picked the Giants.
Said that a couple times. Over these last couple years.
Y'all really think that
Fournette.
Y'all think Eli's just done after this year?
Fournette was great.
Zeke. He got him to the playoffs though. Fournette worked. Yes. Zeke got us to the playoffs. Worked.
I'm just saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He's like, gonna come back. You're not gonna take a running back, not the Giants. Not that
I get what you're saying, but you want that on your team though.
You do, but there's other running backs. I mean, they're not going to be as good as Saquon Barkley, but you're already looking at it like, hey, you can't protect our quarterback.
Just like you said, there's other running backs. There's also other quarterbacks as well.
Not as there's a total drop-off between the quarterbacks.
Not necessarily.
And that
not
top
necessarily.
Five and the quarterbacks in the second round.
What if they go Barkley in some kind of way, they trade up and move up and get Mayfield or Lamar Jackson?
I don't think they're going to be able to get neither one of those, is what I'm trying to say, because I think – go 15, I think that's going to be too steep to train them to get 15.
I mean, I can feel you because they can easily grab Darnold and then trade up and get Geis. Because they, I don't know, for some odd reason, they got Geis falling. I have no idea why.
They just don't like Geis.
It's going to be... There's only going probably... The only running back that's guaranteed to go in the first round is Saquon.
And that is horrible.
Okay. So, going back to it, man. Mike, who you got? Who's your NFL team that's going to come out soon? Jacksonville?
Uh-oh. Yes. I think that with what they did with Bortles, locking him down, giving him, you know, longevity, that shows that they trust him, that they believe in him to, you know, take that next step. And that's, I think, what Marone had also instilled in him. That's why he had such a good year compared to his past years, is we trust you. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. They will run heavy, but that's okay. They trust him to make the right, you know, the right calls at the right time. And he succeeded over and over. And he got rewarded by a long-term contract. And I think that that is only going to get him a little bit more hype. And you're going to add a fire that was missing. Because a lot of people said, if only they didn't have Blake, they might have, you know, went further. But now they got a Blake that you kind of expected with a top five pick, I believe he was. So
you better give him somebody to throw the ball to.
That's not a worry for him.
He got a wide receiver core. Remember, these rookies that came in, D.D. Westbrook, D.D. Wynn.
They all came in when the guys that are not there anymore.
They lost a lot, though, by losing Robinson and Hurns, though. But they lost a lot, man.
But they didn't have him for most of the year, though.
I mean, they did last year was without Robinson and without Westbrook.
I'm just saying. That's a lot of leadership in that receiver core that they're losing.
But they still got Marquise Lee.
Hey, that's my boy.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He did right for me in fantasy.
I'm just saying they still got some weapons,
but like I just hope that they can live up to it, because they lost their main core with them two, because they was holding down for years.
Okay. See who you got, man. The Arizona Cardinals, right?
No. Slap yourself for that.
Whoa, why? Because of their starting quarterback?
They got Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson. That's it.
Oh, whoa. Did you say that? I thought Sam Bradford was your boy.
Okay, who are we really kidding? Arizona quarterback. Quarterbacks, like.
He turned on you, Sam.
No, I'm talking about Arizona. Arizona ain't had a healthy quarterback in 8 years.
Man.
Every quarterback play on Arizona gets hurt.
He said, right, who are we kidding?
I have another team. I didn't mean to cut you off, too. Right. I think everybody may agree with this, too. If this team can stay healthy, they may make some noise, too. And that's the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to think about Deshaun Watson here.
I do.
Got to definitely think about Watson coming back. Then, you know, they brought in the Honey Badger on defense. Still got Clowney.
Shout out Jerry Jones.
JJ Watt.
Shout out the Bahamas.
Chat.
Stupid ass.
Yeah, right? Okay. I was thinking that too. The scary thing is, y'all gonna start thinking about some more. That's what's kind of scary about this. Usually it rounds off about 3 to 5 teams. You're like, yeah, they gonna do it. Nah, not this year. Steve, who you got?
Let's see. Minnesota.
That's a scary team to watch.
They got Dalvin Cook, who was tearing it up before he got hurt. And then they got a better quarterback coming in here.
All they gotta do is draft a running back.
No, they only got Dalvin Cook.
Didn't they get rid of McKinnon?
Dalvin Cook.
Wow, yeah. I'm tripping. Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
they got Cook and Murray.
So
and they got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Then they still got that wide receiver group.
And that new stadium.
And they added Richardson on the line. Defensive line.
Is Terrence Newman coming back? Does anybody know?
Of course.
I don't know. And he going to play decent for him.
Can somebody ask Terrence Newman to please give Lawrence Claiborne his powers back? They don't mind.
Man.
I saw the exchange. Don't lie to me, nigga. I saw it.
I'm done, man. Okay. So.
His powers.
Hey, Vikings.
You want to start dating a Kardashian?
Oh, God.
Hey, Vikings, that's not a bad pick at all. That's already five teams.
Yeah.
And we know we ain't even branched into the AFC like that. Yeah,
we didn't even mention the Super Bowl winners either.
Crazy. I think we all play devil's advocate, man. The Eagles won the Super Bowl without their best player.
So no one's going to say Dallas?
But it's going to be different, though. The Eagles going to be playing a harder schedule. The Eagles ain't going to be no underdogs, which they rode all year.
The schedule stuff is stupid, though. Okay, only two guys are affected by it.
There was only one quarterback last year. When I saw him play, it was absolutely amazing that he was able to make some of these plays. And it was Carson Wentz. And I hate to say that, but some of the plays you couldn't believe it. And they be bitch, he hit you for some chunk plays.
Like, he ran over like four Rams.
I just think the Rams were right there with him, though.
No, but my point being is, that's not everybody, the journalists, the columnists and all that, we didn't see it really. You know, he's like, Wentz, he might, we think he's gonna have a good season. The columnists, they were like MVP. Like, there's like Wentz is gonna be MVP. He's playing on a different level. There's like, we love Dak Prescott and they love somebody else that started last year, Trubisky or somebody. Yeah. It's like, but Wentz is leaps and bounds over them. And that's
golf.
Oh, was it golf? Yeah, and it was just like, because everybody was playing good, but Wentz was playing great. So, him alone, boom. Yes. Then you got throwing the fact that they, to teach him a lesson, they got Jay Ajayi, shout out to the Dolphins. Dumbasses. Gosh, man.
How you going to do?
Here you go.
Take them.
Here's the last thing you're missing.
We don't need Sue. What? Like, man.
Sue. Who is Jarvis Landry? We don't want Jarvis Landry either.
Yeah.
They got Jay Cutler.
Dolphins is stupid.
Is it me or is like Jay Cutler like tearing down every damn franchise he touches? Like, is that what's happening now?
Well, they kind of knew that.
Everybody brings Jay Cutler in and say, all right, let's just change all this shit out.
You know what? They saved us, though.
The Broncos.
They saved us.
The Bears.
You got to thank the Dolphins, though. They saved us. We would have been having to listen to Jay Cutler on Fox.
That's facts.
That would have been real horrible. Looks like they got a first down. Oh. Is it time for a commercial break yet? Like, bro, why aren't you interested? I want to slap you and I can't even see your face. Hey, like,
they still let the black dude call games, bro. What's his name?
Which one? One on Madden?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to bring it up.
Bro.
I know he be on college all the time. I hear him on college all the time. I never know.
I've heard him on. The bad part is, bro.
What's his name?
I didn't even know he was black. Bro. I was like, man, that guy on Madden, he go hard. He said he's a cornerback. I don't remember no white cornerbacks. Y'all was like, bro.
Right. What was the famous line he used on Madden?
Oh, you talking about Chris Collinsworth?
Nah.
I can't think of a commentary.
What did he just say?
He got run away from the
cops. I'm done. I thought that was Collinsworth.
Yeah, that was Collinsworth.
What?
Look at that. He has running away from the cop speed.
Here's a guy.
That's not Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
No, it's not. That's Collinsworth, man.
Yeah. Here's a guy.
I promise you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What? Collinsworth?
I thought it was the black guy.
Nuh-uh.
The ceiling is the roof. All right, we're done. No, but nah, man. So I mean, we got that going on, man. It's a lot of moves just being made. Of course, we already know all or nothing. New season coming up.
Oh man,
starring the Cowboys. They're actually doing another all or nothing. It's for college. Dennis, were you aware? They're gonna be doing all or nothing for Michigan State.
Michigan.
Yeah. And that's crazy. And the first clip they decided to drop on us is Dez talking to the receivers. So I really wanted to bring this up because I'm glad you brought up Dez. because it's been really pissing me off, and I've been ranting to anybody that even say a wisp of Dez. And I don't like the fact that these guys have been coming out saying all the stuff they say. Then they got a staffer. They don't even know who it is. It could be nobody saying that Dez wasn't playing and et cetera, et cetera. Like, do y'all really believe all this talk with Dez?
No.
No.
Because I'm about to say, first of all, Jerry Jones seemed like he liked the drama. He's loving the drama. That's why he's taking forever to talk to him. I know.
Bro, Stephen Jones was all the way in the wrong from saying what he said two, 3 months ago now.
Yes.
He is, but
he should have never, if he would have never said it, the media would have never jumped. Bro, it really pisses me off.
Brandon Carr is all I can say about this whole situation. Brandon
Regardless, Carr. He's Stephen Jones was definitely wrong for how, honestly, they mishandling the situation.
They are. Yeah,
from day one.
From the very beginning.
When Dez was, you know, asked by the media, are you going to take a pay cut? From there, it's just been downhill. Downhill.
I think they're just making it hard for him.
No.
On purpose. For whatever reason. They have to be, because there's no reason.
Honestly, and you know what? That's exactly where you come with it, but I think it's just stupidity, honestly. Because we're talking about the same Cowboys who didn't get Tyrann Mathieu because he was quote-unquote too much. He cost too much. And then what did he sign for? Like $6 million?
$7 million.
$7 million?
One year, $7 million.
So we can't afford that? Yeah. With all this restructuring we're pretty good at doing all of a sudden? Yeah, right. But they won't restructure that. It's some weird stuff, bro.
They dropped $6 million on Hearns, didn't they?
Yeah.
That about that.
And they didn't need the $6 million. I mean, use that plus whatever other receiver that you just picked up off the street,
yeah,
and put that towards somebody like Matthew.
I go as far as saying Cowboys are pretty good at developing receivers.
So draft one.
That's right? Just shout out to Miles Austin. I got into a debate earlier in the week.
Wait a minute. You said
we're good at developing wide receivers, though.
You don't think so?
No.
We will not take claim for Terrence Williams. We will not.
Nobody wants to take claim for Terrence Williams.
He developed that in college. Before the end.
I think Romo was good at developing wide receivers.
I get it.
Yeah, he was.
But Stephen was bringing up the receiving core, and I was like, dang, we was deep. When he was talking about the receivers we had, like TLs last year, yeah. Patrick Creighton, Hurd before, you know, in between man. Drugs.
Sam
Hurd. Yes.
Man. Austin.
He made a lot of
Roy receivers. Williams.
Bro.
We had Danny too, right?
Yeah, and we should have
cut him.
Yeah.
I hated Roy Williams, but
I said he too, right?
Yeah, man, but we had some deep receiving cores. Remember Antonio Bryant?
Terry Glenn.
Man.
Terry.
We've had some nice
Rocket Ismail.
So even if y'all want to go developing route, we're good at drafting and scouting receivers. Like, we'll get some good guys, some good component guys, aside from Roy Williams.
I'm not going to say Joey Galloway because, bro, we got too much.
Wasn't it two first rounds?
And his first game, he breaks his leg.
Yeah, he was out for the year, like, his first game. Too much for him, bro.
Two first round picks.
That's bad.
That was horrible.
It's that Juju I've been talking about.
I mean, you always talking about some Juju. Ain't nobody.
That's a real Juju. What he talking about?
Nah, y'all both be going in on this. Y'all both be talking about it's always some curse or some shit that done popped off while somebody ain't win the Super Bowl.
It all started with Randy Moss. It started with Randy Moss.
The draft they made in that, but the Juju was on there ever since the Jimmy split.
I think the Randy Moss thing started it though.
Think about it like this. If we draft Randy Moss that year, Michael Irvin was healthy. He got hurt that year and broke his neck. And ever since then, a wide receiver core been going like this. We had T.O., we had Terry Glenn for what? Like 2 years together? All together? But if you put Randy Moss and Michael Irvin with Troy Aikman as your quarterback and Emmitt Smith still in your backfield, I'm just saying.
Yeah, people forget how dominant T.O. was here, though, man. Like,
he was.
Go check them stats,
first
bro.
Play, what? No, check no, his first play with Eagles.
And
his
they, first play with Eagles. And they snubbed RG. Him. They snubbed him on Pro Bowls like 2 years in a row, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Go check them stats, bro.
I thought that was the worst mistake ever.
T.O. had.
What?
T.O. got rid of T.O. I don't feel like they should got rid of him.
And you know what? Wasn't that Stephen Jones, too?
Yep. Yeah. Well, Jerry Jones.
That may have been Jerry because we got to blame Romo and Whitten for that. Yep. They the ones that really pushed him out of that locker room.
And Garrett.
Yeah, T.O. confirmed Garrett. Yeah. Different on several occasions, so.
Look at what you
had. I mean, honestly, to a certain extent, T.O. helped make Romo, like, a household name. Like, reason why Romo has all those beautiful stats that everybody like to talk about, because he was playing with the best. I'm going to go out and say it. If he would have continued playing to the end of his career, he would have been right behind Jerry, or he would have been able to eclipse Jerry. Like, that's how great of a player T.O. was.
Check that man numbers,
yes.
Bro.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
But I think facts. Romo was still...
I think Romo dry snitch on people, man. Say I'm just going to say it. I think he dry snitch on people.
I don't think Romo cared.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really don't think Romo cared, bro. I as far as like who he was throwing it to, I think T.O. was maybe digging a little bit in that. Don't get me wrong, T.O. had his issues because he had insecurities like everybody else.
But I think Romo was a professional definitely on the field. I do still think that there was some stuff going on backstage, but on the field, yeah, you don't, man. I mean, because you don't hear that. I mean, Tom Brady's had issues with different receivers before, and you don't ever, you know, hear about that going out because they don't have those people in their locker room, or they delete the tapes, whatever they're doing over there. But you know, like Tom Brady has some issues with receivers, but it don't matter. They're gonna get fed if that's what it takes to win. You know what I mean?
It's like why we can't run our franchise like
that. Was T.O. though. That was T.O.
Since we gotta talk about. Since we're talking about greatest in their own right, that was actually a good point. I'm glad somebody brought up Gronk. Gronk, y'all heard the latest story with Gronk, right?
Yes.
He got into about the TB12 workout or something.
Legend has it that Bill Belichick his players just don't like him no more. And he's chastising Gronk in front of everybody, talking about you suck this year. And it's because you're on this diet. Which is a TB12 diet, and which is Tom Brady diet. And I'm just wondering, man, like, is the age of a Belichick-like way going out, or are we just drawing too much speculation into this?
It's going out, bro. I hate to say it, but it is.
Because they got Coughlin out of there.
Yeah, think about the new coaches that are in right now. McVay don't call. McVay ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? He's not hard. You don't hear people saying McVay's a hard coach. And you have Zimmer's another one. Even though he's old school, but he's still not that type of old school coach.
He relates to his players.
Yeah. I mean, the only other coach you can really say that's like Belichick is who? Sean Payton.
Pete Carroll.
Nah, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll is more lax. Like
yeah.
Pete Carroll, the oldest coach in the NFL. It's hard to believe he's the oldest coach in the NFL.
The way he be running up the side.
I saw him on a video though, not too long ago, like last week. He looked old. It finally got age caught up to him. He might retire after this year. Go ahead, bro.
I can't really say that Gronk really sucked this year. I mean, I'm looking at his stats. Yeah, 69 catches.
But we talking about Belichick, the same Belichick.
I'm getting there. So, like, I don't really know where Belichick is going with that. So,
he hates that diet, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's just something about that trainer because I heard it was also something.
He don't like none about it.
It's that power, though. Like, when you used to be the almighty in the locker room and then somebody just come in. Bro. We don't know what it's like to have that type of problem. A quarterback that is the greatest of all time, still playing? We don't know what that's like. Nobody knows that. Like, it's one team in the NFL that knows what that's like. And then, arguably the greatest coach, football coach of all time. That's big, man. That's like, I don't know how I would act with this. I don't know. But I think he's tripping, man, because he chastised Brady, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the great Tom Brady can't complete a 10-yard pass. This is stuff that's going on. Like Belichick, man, I don't know. I'm thinking
he probably also understand though. He has his ways of motivation as well. So I mean, that could be just something doing in front of everybody to make it seem like okay, he's not as big as you are.
Yeah.
But I think that's even more important to this whole feud because. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is his way of motivating, possibly, but it's, once again, you got this new way, you know, that the way that Brady is running the locker room, and Belichick is not, basically, is what's going on. So right. People are not listening to the old head no more. Exactly. And so those old ways, and he's not going to change, but those old ways, people are not listening. So I think that's even causing a further divide, because that is how he is.
Yeah, you can't beat your kids anymore for being dyslexic.
Clearly.
Steven.
But I mean, that kind of goes with the question, who's more meaningful to the championships, Belichick or Brady?
And I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah, dude, they are.
But the fact that Belichick got rid of Butler. Yeah. He got rid of Malcolm Butler. He gets rid of Cooks. He, like, that's his MO. He would have been got rid of Brady. I have no doubt in my mind he would have got rid of Brady like a season or two ago. After they won that last Super Bowl, he would have... Bro, he loved Jimmy G. He loved that guy. He knew he was a future. The 49ers were like, yeah, we know it too. And that's why these moves are made. So it's crazy. I mean, we think about it at least a bit. But yeah, man, so it's just about that time to end the show. But I just want to go ahead and switch around, man. You got a show coming up this Friday. It's not a sports talk show. Anybody going to that show in this room?
Everybody going to that show in this room.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Who's going to go see?
Is everybody going?
Who?
Everybody going.
Is everybody going?
Everybody. Yeah.
I missed that memo. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to.
We're going to go see Big Crit Friday the 13th. If you have not gotten tickets, hey, go online to Ticketfly, right, Steve? Ticketfly. Go to Ticketfly, get some tickets. Don't go to Ticketmaster. They try to sell you some resold. Tickets. Trying to charge. They charging how much? 75 was it? Something like that.
Yeah, I believe it's 75.
Yeah, they charge for resale tickets. These tickets is cheap. They 25. It's easy to get in.
Bro, somebody on my Facebook promoting that Big Crit gonna be at their club the same day.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The after party.
I'm just laughing at it though.
Yeah, we're there. So gonna be front and center, man. I know we've been talking about Crit as it's being upcoming, but this is something I'm super excited about, man. It's about time we have an outing as a gun range, you know, and fellowship and have fun. All in the name of sports talk and music and rap. All right, but it's that time of the show, man. So it's time for the shout outs. Let's see who I want to start with this week. Who is it that got on my nerves the most? I'm not going to start with guns. Guns be ready to hurt you. You're like, hey, I go on last, brother. You know, I just let you know. I go last. Camille, go ahead and start out the shout out. Say what's up to everybody. Shout out to that one guy, too. You know who.
Yeah.
Go, Camille, go.
I'm trying.
He's listening now. You better come on.
He's listening.
I like to say, first of all, I'll say what's up to everybody. Good seeing everyone. Yes, I would like to go ahead and give shout out to Donald. We appreciate your support. You like hearing my voice, huh?
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
All right. Uh-oh. All right.
Turned into juvie on him. Like hearing my voice, huh? You gonna get up on that show, you gonna see me what you really work with, huh? Wait, what? Okay,
you gonna be in the gym.
I don't know why, but Players Club just popped up. That nigga was stalking her. Like, it's a bad situation.
Oh, okay, that was your best shout out, by the way. But go ahead.
Yeah, but shout out to everyone. Shout out to myself. My birthday's coming up. Woo-hoo.
What day?
April 14th is on a Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh, yeah. You working that day? You off? What you got? What you got planned?
I'm going to be off that day.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly what's going on.
Doesn't matter, it's your day.
That's right.
Peace and love to that. Hopefully, sending good vibes there, you know? Let's see. All right. Brooks is never ready to go. Steve, we're going to go with you next, man. Who you shouting out, bro?
Shout out to my family. Shout out to my pops, my brothers, my sister. Her birthday is actually today, Dana.
Happy birthday.
Hey. I forgot.
Send a text.
Yeah, I do. I got it.
You almost got a little bit of time,
though. Almost got a little bit of time.
Yeah, shout out to my kids. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to global listeners.
Okay.
Definitely not going to forget them.
All right. Mike, who you got, bro? I'm
gonna shout out my kids, too.
Yeah, I was curious.
Which one?
All the ones I don't know about.
Shut up.
Shout out all my family and friends. I ain't got no kids, don't play. But shout out all family, friends, listeners of the show. Once again, shout out my uncle as he continues on this recovery. So that's about it, man.
What's up, man? And let's see here, who I got? Shout out to the crew, you know.
Shout out,
you know. It's about to be lit, bro. I'm gonna be so excited. I can't believe I got that Friday off. I'm excited. So definitely shout out to y'all. It's gonna be a great outing. We gotta be having real photo ops, man. It's gonna be lit. But shout out to Big Crit. Amazing album. Shout out to just Black Excellence this year. They showed up and showing out.
The beginning.
It's starting to feel like 1990, 93. You know, all the black movies was hitting. Rap was taking off. Like, it's just like a lot of goods going on right now. So we got to take them wins, man. Shout out 2018 in this world that we live in to be able to find joy in us and our culture and everything. So big shout out there. And and we're gonna go ahead and leave off with none other than Jay Gunn. Say what's up. Oh, whoa. Did Brooks not shout out? We don't never know who's gonna shout out. My bad. Brooks, go ahead, bro.
All I can speak? First of all, man, shout out to all y'all listening, man. We do it for y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Please follow the Twitter pages, the Facebook pages, the Instagram pages. Please follow, support. Love y'all.
Support.
Shout out to my little boy, man, Spank. I love you. You already know what it is. Shout out to the panel, man. Keep me laughing, good and bad. Yeah. All the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Epic moments all day long. Shout out to the global listeners. That's a shout out to Steve because he didn't mention y'all.
Whoa,
I love y'all. I did. He didn't say it. He said local. I heard him. He
Global,
international,
however
you put it, shout out.
To
y'all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out
to
y'all. My bad, bro. There's too many of y'all.
Nah, you good, man.
We
was pretty deep in this.
Yeah, I'm like, God. I'm like, you sure? All right, Guns, go ahead, man, with your shout outs.
Yeah, definitely shout out to the panel. Shout out mom, pops, my little man, my daughter, Chanel, her people, my people. Shout out to all the truck drivers out there, except for DeMarcus.
Oh my God!
Yes, that was a shot at you.
Shot fired.
That's really Steve's fault, though.
But yeah, man. Like I said, shout out to all the listeners. I took a little mini break from the page, but I'll be back on there putting more content on there. So you know, we keep y'all minds wondering. You know, debates, the whole nine. So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, everybody, sports talk on the Gun Range. Click, clack.
Bang, bang.
Bang.
Sports talk, bitch.
You didn't do your shout outs, but I guess so.